ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। What does it mean? Is it just mean I am peace? Or it is something else as well? What is the real meaning of peace? Where there is peace, there is positivity. Where there is peace, there is harmony. Where there is peace, there is patience. When there is peace, it's receptivity. With peace is not only just receptivity, but it's a natural stability. How to maintain stability? Stability in Brahmin life or in any walks of life, any time in life, everyone needs to be unshakable, especially at the time of challenges, upheavals. So what is needed? The foundation of life has to be very strong. A building remains strong when foundation is strong. And so what is the foundation of the Brahmin life? What is the foundation? It's a realization first of my existence. Realization of the self. The more we become aware of ourselves, we begin to recognize our own value, our own strength. Because the self, the living energy, is eternal, is imperishable, is immortal. Question is, do I really believe in myself? Whatever I do, I have this deep recognition of what is immortality and eternity? It is said faith is the foundation. Faithful intellect become victorious. Faithful intellect become loving. Faith. Faith in what? Faith. Trust. Realization. Determination. These qualities work together to believe in the eternal qualities of the Self. Whatever we believe in, that becomes living, because it's believing. Let it live. Let the qualities live in me. Be then the embodiment of these qualities. I know that I am a soul. There is no doubt in it. In ignorant souls believe, know that they are a soul. But a question to believe in it. There's a difference between knowing and believing. And then having faith in what they believe in. And whatever actions are performed, trusting that yes, it's going to be success. Of course, life is a challenge. We are on a battlefield. There would be again and again many situations where we need to win our self-respect. So first to realize the first lesson that Baba reminds us again and again. Who am I? What am I? So really, truly, believe that I'm child of the Almighty. I'm child of the Supreme Soul. Then there is not effort to experience the power within the Self. It will be very natural. But most of the time, we identify ourselves. If we check really honestly, what percentage it would be that we consciously remember that I am a soul, or naturally I am interacting with each other as a soul, even after becoming a BK. The power will be accordingly as much as the awareness, as much the realization, conscious. It's there, it is another verse that I keep this awareness, or I am really keeping my switch on. I am a living being, a pure energy, a peaceful being, a soul. But throughout the day, how many minutes or how many hours there is this natural realization of being a soul? Okay, maybe perhaps that is also some habit, some develop this habit. I the soul am doing this, I the soul am walking, I the soul am eating, I the soul. But then what quality soul I am? I am a soul. How my mind functions, or how I train my mind. Because when I'm mind, it means I am a mind. But which type of mind? What kind of thoughts are going through my mind? The first thing, it is the thinking pattern which makes us unshakable, which makes us shakable or unshakable, powerful or weak. So what kind of thoughts? I'm naturally allowing my mind to emerge. Positive, powerful, pure, necessary, benevolent, far-sighted. Or thoughts are unnecessary thoughts, weak thoughts, waste thoughts, harmful thoughts to myself and others. Gradually, the mind will become tired, weak, and sick. One would not feel the feelings of lightness or happiness. It's a sign that I'm thinking something which is not natural. If any foreign matter mixes up with the real thing, the quality changes. The use of that would be not that effective. So in the same way, if the thoughts of body consciousness, I'm thinking anyway, is not a question of controlling my thinking, but I'm understanding my thinking first and directing my thoughts the way I want to, which I want to direct. And so for that I need the right understanding. It means my intellect has to be also very clear about what I'm thinking. Because my intellect is guiding my mind. If it is misunderstanding, we are thinking so many waste thoughts. Doubtful intellect, again, not only just criticize, corrects, compares, comments, but it is also making the mind weak. And so in body consciousness, the intellect works creating more questions. Why? What, where, whom, how, when. And so it means there is not a focus. So it is remembrance of one and concentration and unity in my mind, my intellect and sanskaras brings stability. If, for example, if you have a table and two legs are on one level and the third is not there, or three arms are the right level and the fourth is not on that level, the table would be shaking. And so stability in ourselves is also my thought, my words, my actions, and my connection with Baba. This constant connection will make my thoughts good. Mind is connected with Baba, thoughts will be powerful and pure. Then what I'm speaking, I'm speaking with my right connection with Baba. It means that I am also internally, intellect is having faith. So clear knowledge, connection with Baba, it means also that I have clear knowledge. Only then I have right connection with Baba. Right understanding helps the soul. Baba connects us with knowledge first. With knowledge, then the intellect has faith. Really, truly, I, the soul, am child of God. So you can see the contrast between the relationship of the physical parents, relationship with the father of humanity, Prajapita Brahma, Brahma's child. Then I am child of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. So just like inherent personality, the qualities of the parents come naturally in life. Some character would be visible. Characteristics of the parents, if not in action, then through the physical organs are visible. From which clan a person is, if it is a mixed blood, father is African, mother is American, it will be visible, or the other way around, mother African and father American, through the hair aisle, through the hair, through the eyes, through reflection, will be visible that one parent or grandparents are from this part of the world. So it is not that the child has made any effort. Child might be thinking, oh, it's nice, I should have the different features than now I have, but it became very natural. Child didn't make effort, but it became natural. So in the same way, when our the spiritual genes are there, who do I belong to? I am child of God. Really, truly, do I believe this? Have I taken birth? Or say only others are telling me that you are child of so and so, and I'm adopted child, and my parents have not told that you are adopted, and they say you are our real child. Am I practicing like this, that yes, scriptures tell us that we are children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and on that basis, I'm believing that yes, God is our parents. Because scriptures have been speaking about it. Other people have been also, religious people speak about it. Am I really a soul or not? What am more throughout the day? Am I more body or am I more a soul? So accordingly, will be my character, no? My natural thinking, my natural awareness, my receptivity, my decision, my actions, my interaction, my connection, and that will have an effect of my on my stability of life. So this is why the foundation, when the foundation is strong, and the foundation means deep introspection. I need to have inner inspection. Introspection means inner inspection, inner checking of myself. Inner checking is not with worry. Inner checking is not with fear. Inner checking is not with any kind of pressure. It's just with understanding that what it is in me which I really want to be, what to feel, want to experience. And what it is that I am, even if I don't want, I'm feeling. I want to feel happy, but I'm feeling sad. I want to feel lightness, but I'm feeling heavy. I want to be feeling relaxed, but I'm very tense. So what I want to feel, where is my intention more? So that would be my natural quality as a soul. Because the soul's natural qualities is peace. Natural quality is knowledge. Eternal quality is love and purity. Characteristics is of pay, truth and happiness. But we have become gone far and far away from this, and this is why then there is fear and fluctuation. Because from truth we have gone far. And so where there is truth, there is no fear. There is no tension. There is not any kind of worry. So fluctuation comes, either I am going far away from my original qualities, or I am the other way, focusing more on the external things rather than internal. Then situations come because they are connected with the body and bodily relations. Okay, it is, I'm neutral, I don't think much about the body, I don't think much about the soul. I'm just thinking about what I have to do. I'm thinking about my responsibility. I'm thinking about my relatives. I'm thinking about my job. Most of the time we are thinking about what we have to do. Or what I have to be, am I thinking that? And what I have to do, that is connected with what? External things are connected with temporary achievements. Even the relationships are also not permanent relationships. And so this is why Baba says you practice to be a soul and also see others also a soul. Be a soul. See yourself a soul. And see other a soul. But then again fluctuation comes, but I cannot see the soul. I try to look it in my forehead to see a light, but I don't see light. And then again doubt comes in the self. Perhaps my knowledge is not clear. Perhaps I am not so capable. Perhaps I am very weak. We begin to doubt in seeing myself because I don't see the light in my forehead. So I have to understand, is it that the light, am visible with these eyes? Or am I looking to see the light or the soul in the forehead of other souls? Can I see this light with these eyes? It's not the light that I have to see, or I meditate and try to see. Okay, perhaps in body conscious I cannot see, but if I sit in soul consciousness, then I might see the light. Then I'm making so much effort to meditate. But instead of seeing light in the forehead, I have a headache in my forehead. A headache. But I then realized, but I did not want to meditate for headache, no. I wanted to meditate to become light. So what I'm focusing on wrong way, no. I'm focusing on light, but I'm thinking again, comparing, it's a gross way. It's not gross light, no. It's not visible, it is metaphysical light. It does not have a physical form. So even light, form, shape, this point, it's only just for understanding that it exists. Not necessary that you have to see with the eyes. Energy exists. And so when you become detached from that, you begin to feel the qualities of it. Worry changes into real experience. It is not necessary that you have to see the things with your eyes. Many things, even the gross things, you don't see with the eyes, physical eyes. You see with invisible eyes. You see with the eye of experience. For example, if you go in a shop and you want to buy something, you say to the shopkeeper, can I have a look on this thing? Can I have a look? You have actually looked it already, and you ask the shopkeeper to show you. You are pointing out that particular thing I want. So you have seen it with the eyes, no? Now you take that thing, that object in your hand. And then you are feeling it, whether it is strong, which make it is, what is the quality of this object. So now your experience from the past, because you have used that thing, now you are seeing with, not with these eyes. You are using these eyes with the eye of knowledge. You are using this hand to feel with the eye of experience. So it is when I eye the soul and peace, peace is not gross thing. It's not a piece of paper. It's not a piece of cloth or piece of wood. No. It's a quality. Fine, refined quality. And so what is peace? Automatically, upheaval is not there. It's stillness. It's natural. The energy is focused on it, connected with it. So to be connected with your own quality, you become aware of your quality. And then the more when you become aware, it's the thought also becomes connected. Yeah, oh, I'm peace. I feel peace. Or you think, remind yourself, remind. Okay, you are not feeling yet. What you are doing it? You are reminding yourself. For example, if something begins to shake, you hold it and you fix it again. So now we have become peaceless, shaking in everything with doubt, insecurity. So here I am fixing it with clarity, with surety that yes, my original nature is peace, no? And so I need to strengthen, re-empowering myself again and again. So then this power will make you, if it is half, if it is reaches a level, no, it becomes stable. So we think one or two times and 10 times we are thinking of doubt. 20 times I'm thinking of the waste thing, and 2 times or 5 times I'm thinking in between of positive. Myself, I did not fill it with the power, no? So I'm still empty from that power, so I would become shaking again and again. If a pot is empty, it shakes. It makes a lot of noise. The empty vessels makes much noise. If a pot is empty, it will be very, very quickly, will be stumbling, move and roll here and there. And so we also begin to stumble when we become more and more empty of our own truth, of our original nature. So faith in the self, of all these 5 qualities you call or 7 qualities you remember, is the strength, the soul. Weak things are shakeable, breakable, fluctuating. But the soul, in fact, is not weak. But as I am not conscious, then I am weak. Because at that time, I am at that time not soul. I, the soul, am identifying myself with body. It is the soul is shaking, but it is at that time is not connecting with the quality of the self, no? So this is why Baba says yoga power. So yoga with Shiv Baba is only when I have yoga with my qualities. Qualities have connection with Baba. How is the soul connected with Baba? Would this dot, the soul, fly from here, from my forehead, and then go up and then connect it? Or it will be connected here while I'm sitting here? It's not the connection, gross connection of, even the soul connects itself. The qualities of the souls are connected with the quality of Baba. So when I am conscious that I am a peaceful soul, then these vibrations, like likes like, Baba's peace, this magnet pulls me, the magnet. But if this needle, the iron, magnet is also iron. The other is needle is also iron. But if it is rusty, it is something else on it, it does not feel pulled. So here it is same with us, no? We don't feel powerful. We are not pulled by the power or empowered by the power because we are covered with this matter. So Baba is powerful, and we are remembering Baba, but still we are remembering on the based, on the basis of worldly situations more in mind and then soul consciousness. The difference between practice of soul consciousness. It means using my qualities more and more. Not only just I am peaceful, but when a situation is there, other person is angry. Instead of saying, why are you angry? You should not be angry. This is not godly qualities. So I am also actually allowing myself to be influenced or thinking, this person is really very body conscious. So what that time I'm thinking, I am also very subtly connecting myself with the weakness of others. So I am drawing that weakness in me and making me weak. And I say, I was so peaceful, no? Was really, my stage was very good. But that person's behavior made me upset, no? Disturbed me. Why disturbed me? Because I became more focused on what other person is doing, especially when they are doing wrong. So here means I uprooted my own foundation. I did not hold on to my own quality, but I focused on the weakness of others. And then, naturally, intellect also gives company to the mind. In body consciousness, the weakness is more proving to say that, yes, this weakness is, this one has weakness, but I don't realize that I also have weakness, that I allow myself to be influenced by the weakness of others. The doubt, I have something very clear, faith. But then some people have not understood what really God's functions are and how He does what He does, His task. And they have doubt, and I also begin to doubt because I'm listening to them. Instead of just going deep and realization, God does not do any miracles. God does not do any magics either. His magic is very subtle magic, but which is depends on us, how much we allow that magic to happen. We say this, for example, this soap is really magical soap, no? It cleans the clothes so quickly. It brings so much breath when you use this clothes. Now soap is there, but am I using to clean my clothes? Then magic will not work for me. The magic works only when I use it. So Baba's power does not work like devotees think that it will be His blessings and power will work so He can make the old person sick, weak. He can make the weak person strong in healthy body. He can make sick healthy and do His task. Baba does not do that. Baba does not interfere in the laws of karma, the laws of nature. So if my intellect is not clear in laws of nature, following the laws of nature, I will begin to doubt in God's action as well. So my intellect has to also understand what God does and what He does not. So some Brahmin begin to fluctuate. God did not do the things we wanted to do. Baba wanted to come, he did not come. Baba speaks always in his subtle form. Today he was speaking Guzarda, this sound. So we begin to doubt in a way that what our expectations are, what our, how we have understood and have become habitual to certain things. Baba is also free. He can. He is using the corporeal form. He can use Gulzardadi's sound box or not use sound box. But here, because my expectations are there, so we begin to fluctuate. Even Baba is giving the power. From Baba's drishti, we are recognizing, oh, this is not Gulzardadi, it's Baba. And still, the sound is not of the old system, old way, like Baba was speaking all these years. Now we begin to doubt, and the happiness that I should wear, I was just, from drishti I was taking, that is also gone. The waste thoughts coming in the mind begin to connect with each other. Is it Baba or not? Is Baba, when is Baba going to come? Baba is not coming, and Baba is there, and yet I am not connected with Baba. I am connected with my past expectations or experience of the sound. It is not sound. Baba is subtle, so Baba can speak the vibrations, or speak through drishti, or speak, use the sound or not sound. So we fluctuate because how we wanted to things should happen according to our understanding. But Baba wants to give some different understanding as well. He is the master of this chariot. So he can use sometimes sound box of Gulzardadi and other time not use Gulzardadi's sound box and let Gulzardadi be totally beyond. And Baba can use the subtle sound. So then intellect otherwise begin to not accepting how the change take place, or one Baba wants us to become also go beyond this. Like Brahma Baba's time, Shiv Baba did not change his sound. Baba's Brahma Baba's sound was like Shiv Baba's. Shiv Baba's sound and Brahma Baba's sound, no difference. Through the sound you could not feel Brahma Baba speaking or Shiv Baba speaking. Baba was using Brahma Baba's sound box. So when Brahma became avyakt, then Brahma became also beyond sound and Shiv Baba also beyond sound. And Baba took a neutral instrument. And so this change also, in order to see, Baba wanted to give a difference between beyond sound experience. When in corporeal form, he wanted to give the experience of what the problems are, what the situations are in the world, how you should handle, how many challenges are there, sometimes through the body, sometimes through relations, sometimes through business, sometimes to matter, sometimes to public, sometimes to government, sometimes to religious. All Brahma Baba, what he had gone through his practical life, Brahma Baba shared that experiences, which was more corporeal world's experiences. So there are different types of situations which, though there is faith, there is love, there is good relationship, but lack of accepting the change, we fluctuate. So when we are detached from that and seeing what Baba wants to do now, what drama wants to present as now. So when we are not flexible, we fluctuate more. So it is also understand to be more receptive and use the knowledge to make the state stable. A fear of if something happens with the body, then it's also fear and fluctuating. And then when other people have the same problem, we give them knowledge and we help them to fix the stage with knowledge. But if I am not using the knowledge, I would be fluctuating all the time. Upheaval with the body, karmic account is there with the matter. So but if I am more worried, I am not taking power, Baba, to help myself to be detached observer of my body. Body is sick. I am not sick. But if I am not using my knowledge, what can I do? I am sick. What can I do? I am not feeling good. I am not feeling good. That's why I am sick. Or I am sick of something. That's why I am sick. So I have to understand what it is, the okay, must be some karmic account with matter is there. But why should I lose my happiness? Even a little child who understands that this thought power really helps to become stable. When I went in England, it's a story of 75, 74 I went, and I think it was either some same time, 74, 75, must be 75 because 74 November I went to England. And there was one girl used to come in the morning class, 3 years old girl with her parents. And I saw her vomiting, coughing. It was very cold weather. And I said to her mother, please, don't bring your daughter in the morning. It's so cold, you know. Snow and very, so much cold. She says that before we get up, she gets up. She packs up all her dress, the change what she has to wear next day. She's ready before us. No, it's not the time we are bringing her. In fact, she is bringing us. The next day I thought, perhaps because grandmother is also coming, husband and wife, though both are coming, nobody is at home, and according to the law you should not leave the child alone. So I thought, okay, I will suggest daughter that she comes, she home, stays home, and one person can stay with her at home, no. So next day I said, Shelley, you should not come in the morning. She says, why? I said, because you are sick. She says, Sister Sudesh, I am not sick. It's only my body is sick. And with great intoxication and firmness, she said, I felt little bit ashamed, you know. I thought, she is practicing and I am teaching. She believes that my body is sick. I am not sick. And here I am telling her, you are sick. So who is more knowledgeable, this little girl or me? So she was so powerful with her self-respect. She's sitting there, because all used to sit on the floor, very, very powerful, straight her head, her neck up. Okay, next day, she was also there. And certainly her mother was also taking care to give her medicine, give her nice environment, warm clothes, more or whatever. But what I noticed, it was the faith and intoxication which changed the feelings of sickness. And if parents say, oh, you are sick, it is very, so you are sick, then even if you are not, the mind also becomes weak with body. Body is sick, weak, but the mind also becomes weak. Then fear is there. Then whatever you are taking, you are not taking with surety that it will help you or not. So sometimes it is the simple facts of knowledge makes us detach from the real situation, which can fluctuate. Okay, if something is wrong with the body and matter is out of order, not in harmony, even the just one nerve is twisted, so you feel pain. If something is broken, you do feel pain, but it is not, it should not bring pain in your heart, no. But it is what kind of, it is why it happened, it should not have happened. If I'm going too much into it, then this pain becomes suffering. Pain makes us fluctuate on a less level, but suffering, we create sorrow in us, that makes us fluctuate more, because then we are not connected with Baba anymore. We are disconnected with ourselves and we are not connected with Baba properly. Though we are remembering Baba, my Baba, sweet Baba, when this karmic account is going to finish, but not detached from, and then I'm detached, then pain is there. I know it can be healed with medicine, it can be healed with one or other support, but sorrow will not remove with medicine. So it is, I need to have power of tolerance, power of acceptance, and then empowering my body, so that body also becomes in harmony with matter. And whatever account has to be cleared, will be cleared. Okay, some situation is with the body, with matter. So, matter has to take care of matter. Body is the gift from matter, the five elements. And body is matter's creation, no? Matter's formation. And so if something is gone wrong with the body, then definitely the mother matter, the nature, whatever medicine it is, it is naturopathy, it is Ayurvedic, or it is a homeopathy, or it is a traditional medicine, or whatever medicine it is, all this is made from matter. Whatever medicine is, it is all from this material world. And so, matter will take care of matter. So I don't have to fluctuate and take sorrow from it, why it is happening. Now, how it can be helped so that I don't suffer. I don't make it into change into suffering. Because the most challenging thing is, because body is very close, its companion. Real Baba is the companion of the soul. And the soul became companion while coming in the body, more and more companion of the body. Every time body changes, a new companion we find. So life companion, who is life companion? Who stays most of the time with our life, all the time in our life? And so faithful that never leaves. Who? What? Not the life partner. The life partner came after, maybe 20 years later or 30 years later or whenever you got married or you became life partner. and can leave before you leave. But the body is the life partner. From the moment she was waiting in the mother's womb, the body was still there, accepted you. And then you leave the body. Body does not leave you. Have you ever heard body left the soul? Body left the soul? Or the soul left the body? So it has been all the time. So there would be certainly a count with the body that if I have misused it, overuse it. It was purpose, my body was a purpose for me to express my original qualities. The original qualities are in the soul. How do I know? How do I will enjoy and have respect? It's only when I express. What quality of the flower, the seed is, would be known and appreciated when the land is there, when the water is there, when the sunshine is there. So what quality I, the soul, am, thanks to the body, that all these organs are there, sweetly. So certainly through mouth I would know I'm speaking sweet or harsh. Have merciful vision, benevolent vision. So my eyes will show, my face is the index of mind, and my eyes are the windows of the soul, with vision I am seeing. Though it is the qualities are in the soul, but they are actually expressing themselves through the body. So if my reconnection with my body has been not with the same qualities of the soul, body did not have that quality, it was only a tool, and I not used it, so it will react. So now how I blame others? I have to understand the account I have created with matter. So now I have to give respect to the matter. Or not, I'm very yogi soul. No, I'm such a powerful soul, yogi, that Baba says you are conqueror of matter. I can go in cold weather. I don't need any shawl. I don't need any coat. I don't need any warm clothes because I'm a good yogi. What will happen? Am I using, is it right to use my yoga for just to show conqueror royalty? Reality is that I should be sensible. I should respect the laws of nature as well. So if it is cold, I need to use warm clothes. So if I have not protected my body, then certainly my body will react. I ignored it, its respect, so it needs respect. So I became sick now. So now I have to give extra time. I have to give now extra blanket. I have to give extra warm clothes to it. I have to give extra nice environment of comfortable rest. So if I understand the laws of nature and laws of spirituality, I bring strength in me. So it's not only just karma philosophy, connection with karma. It's connected with the sense organs as well. So how I put knowledge in everyday action, will then a situation comes I recognize because of some carelessness, because of some laziness, because of some just my own one or another vice, this problem, a challenge has come there. So now I don't have to be afraid of that. I don't have to have careless about it. Yes, I'm careful, but not fearful. I understand. So I don't fluctuate, unshakable. So here, my own faith in my own qualities, my faith in the laws of nature and laws of spirituality. When both are together, I'm standing on these 2 feet, I'm stable. If I'm using only one, Baba, you help me. Baba, you are so knowledgeable. Baba, you cure me. Nature made me and vices made me sick and weak. So I have to now keep discipline of those where I sick and became weak. So I have to understand what was the reason of fluctuating. From that point I have to fix, no? Leg is broken, I have to fix the leg, not the top, no? So in the same way, what was the reason? Is the weaknesses, vices, defects in every time's action that created now fluctuation? Or this fluctuation is because of lack of understanding, or lack of faith, or lack of my values which I supposed to use, I have not used in my life. So this is why Baba says, you become unshakable, unbreakable, unbreakable faith, unshakable stage, immovable. So like a mountain, so strong, so with high self-respect. Nothing can move you, what your fixed goal is, your aim and objective. Your aim object is to become a divine being. My aim object is to be example and sample in Baba's task. So I need to follow Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba has to see, face many situations from the family, from the society. But Baba remain unshakable. Follow Brahma Baba. So here when I follow Brahma Baba, he always has intoxication. Doesn't matter people defame. It's not my selfish motive. What? Why people defame? Why they are opposing? Because Baba was not following like the, in bhakti, you continue to worship God as well, and you continue to say, oh God, remove my vices, make me pure. But how can we become pure? Anyway, we are householder. It's not so easy to live a pure life. And Brahma Baba, if we are saying God is a purifier, and God has come and says, children, be pure, purity is the foundation of everything. So certainly, what Shiv Baba said, Brahma Baba followed it and put into action. And when he put those into action, then it was a challenge from other people, because here you are doing something extraordinary which others are not doing. It's a challenge for their respect. It's a challenge of their position. You are doing something very special and others are not able to do. What will they do? They will try to defame you. They will try to create doubt in you. They will try to shake you. And so I have to remain unshakable, that am I following the truth or am I following the dictates of human beings? Our mind shakes because of doubt, which is created by myself or by human beings. And so faith has to be unshakable. And faith is with clear understanding of godly laws and spiritual laws and natural laws. When I am understanding these things, godly laws are actually practicing godly qualities. Godly laws are not anything else. It's the godly law knowledge is actually, a lawyer has the knowledge, and knowledge putting into practice liberates or creates in bondage. So God's knowledge is that you are a soul. And you are eternal and imperishable, so you are not, if someone leaves the body, you are not fluctuating, because you thought, you understood, that was a part of the soul, only up to that part, time, you know. Why I am so in upheaval and in I'm suffering and I begin to cry and I make myself miserable? I know that this soul's role was only in this drama, in this life, up to this moment, not only with me, but the soul has the account with the matter only up to that time. And so soul has left the body, why I should make myself so weak, so sick, so miserable, so suffering and not able to stand and give the power to the soul? My duty is responsibility is instead of crying and create emotional suffering in me because of emotions, my duty is to now help that soul. She's gone, left the soul. Now let that play the new role. What was my relationship was with whom? With the soul or the body? If my relationship was with the body, then that soul left the body for me. If I had love really for the body, then why should I put the body in the fire? If I really loved that body, then why I put where there's no air at all? I didn't think that poor my husband or my friend or my child will not have air anymore. With whom did I have love? With whom did I have relationship? With the body or with the soul? So if my relationship was with the body is here. The soul left the body for me. What did I do with that? So I am creating fluctuations because I forgot the relationship of the soul is eternal. The soul to soul are relation. But if I am thinking myself body and thinking that person also sorry, body, then I am creating emotional upheaval in myself. Why, what happened, then I will blame doubt, the medicine, I will blame the doctor, or I will blame the carelessness of other people not giving cooperation at right time. And when I have knowledge, I understood, what is death? What is death? It's a change of dress, address and role. What is death? Change of dress means the body is changed. When the body is changed, the dress is changed. Now the soul will get another dress because this is left. Dress is left here. Now the soul needs another dress to express itself, to play the role. So now company is changed because now she has, this soul has new parents, new brothers and sisters, new place. So role is changed, company is changed, now she will play the new role. Might be father here, there will become child. Might be in the body of a girl, there would maybe in the body of a boy. So play different role. So when I understood, then at the time of sickness, there will not be that upheaval, but yoga will become natural. The time of somebody left the body, I can send the vibrations of peace and power to that soul. If the relationship at work is there, that people are very, very strange, their behavior, their eager, their anger, their jealousy, their hate and inferiority and superiority complex. Now, why should I become weak in that situation? I should maintain my self-respect. Or I'm again and again saying, oh, what kind of karma it is. Oh, a very bad karma I had. What kind of karma? I will be creating more bondage in this way. My mind will be more tied with it. And I will dance according to what, like a puppet, how they want me to do the thing and do. But if I think again, understand, what a wonderful drama. Somebody is wearing the mask of a lion, other is wearing the mask of a monkey, other one is wearing a mask of somebody else. I'm in a Disneyland, watching a different scene. So at work or at home, so in the relationship, fluctuation is also because I'm not using the knowledge, or I'm not using my self-respect, or I'm not using the power of purity that Baba has given. The power of peace that Baba has made me aware of. So it is a different time. Now how to remain unshakable? At different time, you need different tools. If a paper is fluctuating, shaking, there are different pieces of paper. Now you want to fix them. You don't need to hit with a nail, no? You need to fix with glue. If the cloth is actually, you need to bring together and fix it, you need the needle and thread. The wood is, a table is fluctuating, you need the nail or a very powerful glue. If you want to fix the building stable, you need the cement and thread. See, different material you need to fix different things. So it is also to make the mind stable, to make the intellect stable, to make our sanskaras very powerful, stable, unshakable. We need all these four subjects that Baba has given. Somewhere knowledge is needed, somewhere yoga power is needed to change the atmosphere, to change the feeling, to change our own inner strength so that we become detached, more and more detached from the body. Somewhere dharana is needed. A little bit tolerance power. Detached observer. Merciful vision. Forgiveness. Qualities are needed. And somewhere just good wishes. Service is needed through good wishes. Service is needed to just give instead of why, just let the soul be connected with Baba. And so also some karmic accounts are there where we need to have more clarity of different type of service, so that we get blessings. Somewhere certain things are needed. It is said, the more and more good actions I am performing, my sanskaras are becoming stronger and stronger. Sometimes situation is shaking. It's good that you have connection, open and honest connection with instruments, with seniors, with yajna, with Baba, with yajna, with people, those who are around you, a good stage that can help you. So different time, different things are needed to keep the stage stable, unshakable, immovable, so that we can remain successful. We need some time. You are very detached observer of the drama, but very active. So what we need, detached observer and active actor. So you are active, but you remain stable and detached. you remain powerful, unaffected. So we are Hanuman, Mahavir. So it means that conquering ego, conquering inferiority and superiority complex. So all these four subjects are like four legs of the table to make the stage stable, so that that can become a throne, a seat to sit for you in an unshakable state, a chair of four legs. So you remain cheerful. Okay? Om Shanti. Thank you.